Good.
Yes. So my talk title today is Creative Confidence. And there's a friend of mine, Michael Torfey. He's now Reverend Michael Torfey. And I met him over 20 years ago. And he was a student of truth at the Agape Center, and I was up in Santa Rosa. And we ended up in the same ministerial class. And so we would get together, and I've known Michael for a long time. And so I'd like to read a story that Michael has written that I find very much in line with what I'm talking about today, creative confidence. And he entitles this story of his own personal event, A Battle Lost is a Conflict Won. When I was first diagnosed with Parkinson's, it felt like the beginning of a futile battle with an unknown enemy. It seemed like I had two choices: either try and fight something that had no cure or give up on life. Not wanting to give up on life, I chose to fight. So my insane battle began. Go to the World Wide Web and hunt for answers, find secret cures, or any kind of way to stop the constant shaking. One thing that didn't dawn on me at that time, but eventually came as empathy, was there was nothing to battle. And I was still alive, so alive. I could embrace the experience and ask it what I could learn from it. I have learned that if I ask, most folks will go out of their way to assist me. I have learned a greater amount of patience. I have learned that by taking things slower, I see so much more than I was sure I used to see. I have become more open in sharing. My appreciation level has quadrupled. My ability to sense and feel love has deepened. I don't seem to judge as much anymore. Not that I judged before. I don't have a great need to always add my 2 cents worth, he says. At least I have learned that I have so much more to learn and live for. Gratitude, to be alive, is one of the most profound gifts you can embrace. You don't need to have a life-changing experience in order to come to this awareness. But if it happens, I sincerely suggest taking the high road and asking what it is you can learn from it. That's from my dear friend, Reverend Michael Torfey. Let's just send him a prayerful thought that he brings us to this moment of realization that this story reminds us that we are all creative. We have that ability to be creative. We all have the ability to learn that and to lean into life's events with confidence. With confidence that we are divinely guided. And if it's something that we question, then ask, what is it that I can learn from this? Or how can I be a better student of truth in this experience? Each of us is surrounded by a loving, powerful presence. We are in partnership with this presence. And when we lean into that partnership, when we allow it to expand our thinking and our ability to understand life around us. See, it's our right to live full out in gratitude in every one of life's events. Our creative consciousness is our canvas. Imagine a canvas, a blank canvas, where our freedom to choose what we will discover, what we will draw, what we can expand on is available to each and every one of us. Because we can, in any moment, turn lemons into lemonade, as my friend Reverend Michael did. Being creative is not about having the fanciest ideas or the most beautiful artistic flair or the ability to pray in a poetic way. Being creative is our nature. Hear that? Being creative is your nature. We are each living individualizations of the Almighty. It's up to us what we open our mind to. Because we are each imbued with ideas and with possibilities of expansion and what ifs. I love what ifs. Well, what if I think this way? What would happen? What if I think that way? What would happen? When we remember we are in partnership with life, nothing's against us. Everything is for us. When we remember to create space, when and where love is welcome. When and where we ask for help or ask for assistance or just stop and say, you know, I don't understand this and I'd like to be clearer in my thinking and my ability to bring something greater into my life. When we create a practice of kindness, first for ourselves and for others, we open the door to this partnership. We open the door with confidence and remembering that we're never alone. And remember, there is a power for good. We hear that here all the time. There is a power for good and I can use it. There's a power for good and I can use it. If I don't open the door to that power for good, if I don't ask, then I'm trying to live this life alone without the partnership. Ours is to remain open and allow that ongoing activity of spirit into our hearts and our minds and our activities. It's up to us. It's up to how we think. It's up to what we say and what we choose to put our attention on. This way we open up to new forms and expressions that will inspire and guide us. Because I don't know about you, but I can't do this on my own because I get a little confused in it. The key is our partnership with spirit. And I like Eckhart Tolle, who says, true freedom and the end of suffering is living in such a way as if you had completely chosen whatever you feel or the experience that you are having at this moment. Everybody breathe. Think about that. True freedom and the end of suffering is living in such a way as if you had completely chosen. You chose it. Whatever you feel or whatever you're experiencing at this moment. Think about that. If what you're feeling or experiencing doesn't serve you right now, just set it aside. You can pick it up before you leave if you want to. I watch what I think in different moments at different times, and I say, does that really serve me? Is that serving my partnership with the universe? Sometimes I have to say, no, that's not really where I want to be. Owning our feelings and our experiences takes us out of victim consciousness. Whew. That's a big one. Oh, could have had God instead. It's a really important thing to just stop and laugh at ourselves. Because you see, life's going to pull on us. Events are going to happen. Things are going to change. It's our ability to adapt to that that is the secret. Whatever is happening in your life, it's your choice how you embrace it. It's your choice how you describe it. It's your choice to either embrace it or push it away. I don't know about you, but I find if I push something away, I cause myself a lot more grief. Choosing life means we need to embrace it all. There is no part that doesn't touch us. How we think determines our suffering or not suffering. That's up to us. So I invite you from today forward, when those thoughts come up that don't seem to serve your highest and greatest good, you can say, you know what? I'm going to choose another thought. It's as simple as that. It's the willingness to say, I wish to see this differently. When we open to those greater possibilities, when we open to that divine partnership that is ever present, ever available for and about each one of us, that creative self gets more confident in its own being. I watched that whole team today coming together. Nobody knew exactly what to do, but they were all willing to be confident in their own creation and their own ability to say, let's try this. Nobody stopped and said, well, we're not going to have it today. It's like keep pushing forward in an expansive way. Love expands, fear contracts. When we feel contracted, ask the question, where am I not loving? Where can I place my love? First for me, and then for whatever their difficulty is. So let's take that into prayer. And so we just recognize in this moment that there is only one life, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. It is here, it is now available. It is in this room, it is in the breath that we each breathe. It is the unique expression of the divine in us, as us, and through us. I know this. I trust in this partnership with all of life, and I'm knowing that what is true for me is equally magnificently and gloriously true for each and every one here this morning. And those friends and family members that can't be with us, right where they are, God is. There is no place where the fullness and sweetness of spirit is not available. So we stay open and available and receptive, recognizing that with God, all things are possible. And so in that possibility, we stay open to the divine. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that right where we are, that divine presence is. And when we question it, all we do is call upon it. We look for it. Breathe into it. This and so much greater than what I can ever speak in words, I know is already taking place in that divine mind. And I'm filled with gratitude and thanksgiving as I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Returning to and through each and every one of us, filled up to overflowing. We give thanks for this knowingness. We give thanks for this and so much more. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.